Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadam Chlal Chav Gimel. Simon David. Also, lehoisiv hishtagavoyis b'emsa tefila mitchilas bracha or b'seifa. A person cannot add on more bending and bowing than what Chazal instituted. And therefore, Chazal instituted the bending and the bowing process at the beginning and the end of brachos. And therefore, at the beginning of the end of the beginning of the end of Ovis and of Moedim, those two brachas. So, corresponding to that, a person cannot add on any bending and bowing at the beginning and end of any one of the brachas of Shmon Esrei. Lav davka kashiyomer baruch. Now, we the same way we start the bowing by Moedim without the word baruch, and it's called bowing. So, of the four bowings in Shmon Esrei, three of them are connected to the word Baruch, but one of them is not. So we're saying you cannot add on in the beginning of a Barucha. So it means any one of the Baruchas of Shmon Esrei, even though there's no word Baruch over there. So you say Atocherei in the beginning of the Barucha, or Hashiveinu, or Mislach Lanu, any one of those Baruchas of Shmon Esrei start not with a Baruch, it starts with a Tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So over there you cannot bow. That's called the beginning of a bracha, and you cannot do that. And that's true throughout the rest of Shmon Esrei. Okay. I feel like now we discussed before that a person is supposed to bow with the tzibur when they get to moedim. So a person is davening, and while he's in the middle of davening, the chazan gets to moedim. He davens a longer Shmon Esrei. So he's still davening his own Shmon Esrei when the chazan gets to moedim. Shechem akol lishrois v'lamer moedim drabanan. So everybody there has to bow and say moedim drabanan together with the chazan. V'tzorach kamhu lishrois imakahol. And therefore, it's appropriate that he should be bowing with the rest of the tzibur, because it's inappropriate that the whole tzibur is bowing to Hashem and he's staying erect. But he cannot do it at the beginning or the end of a bracha. Therefore, he should be aware if the chazan is getting to moedim and he's going to be in the middle of Shmon Esrei. When the chazan gets to moedim, he should make sure that he's not at the beginning or the end of a bracha. Either he should make sure to jump ahead a little bit and say a few words from the beginning of the bracha. So by the time the chazan gets to moedim, he's already inside of the bracha, he's already said the first few words. Or if he's about to end the bracha, so the Mishabur and the Chayonim do not feel it's appropriate for the person to pause and wait in that circumstance. So a person should finish off the bracha, but and then make sure he starts the next bracha, so go a little bit quicker and start the next bracha. This way he's in a few words into the bracha when the tzibur gets to moedim, he'll be able to bow with them. Therefore, once he's b'em sabracha, so you're allowed to bow with the tzibur. Now, we want to point out that this idea of bowing in the middle of bracha is only permitted, even b'em sabracha is only permitted because of this union of the tzibur reaching moedim. A person can't on his own decide to just bow in the middle of Shmon Esrei. At one point. Second point, if the person actually was not able to jump ahead and he's holding the beginning of the bracha and we get the tzibur gets the moedim, he does not bow. He does not bow with the tzibur in the situation because you cannot be moisiv onto the brachas in the beginning of the end of a bracha. Last point on this, there's one other place where you have a difficulty with the issue of bowing. The halacha is that it has to be clear that you're bowing is when you the times that you're supposed to bow is your bowing of chiyuv of Shmon Esrei. So let's say for argument's sake, a person is having a long Shmon Esrei, and he's holding right before the end of moedim, the bracha of moedim when the tzibur gets the moedim. So, v'kai Yeshua sena b'esu sena selo, baruch ato Hashem atoyim shimcho l'chol ner lohidos. So if he bows by the words v'kai Yeshua sena b'esu sena selo, and then bows again by Baruch Ato Hashem, it's not clear that he's bowing when he says Baruch Ato Hashem, that's a bow of Chiyuv as opposed to beforehand he was erect. So by bowing together with the Tzibur, when the Tzibur gets the Moedim and he's going to bow in his Shmon Esrei with the words Yeshua Senebez Hussein Oselo, which is the words immediately before, for Ashkenazim, immediately before the Baruch of Baruch Atah Hashem Atoyev Shimcha, so that's going to undermine his bowing by the words Baruch Atah Hashem Atoyev Shimcha. So a person in that situation should either try and go ahead, and therefore when the Tzibur gets the Moedim, he'll be holding by the words Baruch Atah Hashem, and when they say Moedim Anatoloch, he'll be saying Baruch Atah Hashem, and bow Atoyev Shimcha L'chon Ner L'Hardos, and he'll be bowing his Chiv of Hishtachavoyah, which he's bowing for. That bracha will correspond to the Tzibur saying Moedim, or he should possibly hold back a little bit so that he should not have a situation where he's bowing for Moedim and then going straight into the bowing of the at the end of the bracha. Have a good day.